Recently, I was at a small gathering at a friend's house, and I was talking to a nice young lady for a while. The conversation was going quite well, and I felt like I was making a new friend. But then, folks, she said something that totally turned it around. It's something that both shocked and dismayed me, and I want to discuss what happened. You see, we were just going along, talking about things that were going on in the world right now, and then, as if it were the most natural thing in the world, she said, "I don't know what the big deal is with that Avatar movie. I don't think I'll go see it." I was absolutely flabbergasted. Not see Avatar? Not see Avatar? She didn't even say she might wait until it came onto DVD or until it was on HBO or something like that. She totally dismissed the idea that she would see it at all. Look, it's one thing to skip a forgettable movie like Invictus or even Sherlock Holmes, someone might go either way on. But this is Avatar we're talking about. Need I remind you that it is in 3D? Probably not, because I trust my fans to be on the ball with that sort of thing. I had a bit of morbid curiosity, so I pressed her for more information. What could possibly be compelling her away from the greatest visual feast of the eyes since The Matrix? She shrugged and said, "I just think it's probably trash, like everything else. I'm not going to go see something just because it's hyped a lot." Yes, folks, she did suggest that Avatar was trash. A throwaway lump of garbage that James Cameron happened to spend 12 years to construct. 12 years, ma'am! 12! But despite this young woman's extreme departure from reality, I thought there was a learning moment there. You see, the truth was that this young lady didn't want to see something almost precisely because it was so beloved by so many people. Sometimes people don't allow themselves joy and happiness if they're not the ones who've controlled how it arrived. They're more concerned with controlling their reality than allowing their reality to gift them, even when their reality is offering that gift in not two, but three dimensions. Some will reach for control and say, "I don't like it because you like it," which is like the petulant child who reaches for the only rebellion available to them. Some will say, "I'll only allow that joy and happiness when I am ready, when I have everything in line, all my ducks in a row, and it's financially feasible for me to be joyful and happy." The thing about that last one is that if you wait until you're ready, then you may find that Avatar is not the same experience that it could have been in a theater with your polarized 3D glasses. In other words, the joy and happiness that you wanted to wait for may no longer be an option. Sure, there may be a different option that brings some joy and some happiness, but it won't be the same gift. The one that's being offered to you right now. In theaters. Hey, if you go to see Avatar and don't like it, that's one thing. But to refuse to even take a gift into your hands when that gift contains hot aliens making out, well, I just don't know what to say to you. Which is why I walked away from you at the party at that very moment. Because if you're willing to refuse a gift like James Cameron's Avatar, then how good of a steward will you be with an even more precious gift like Dr. Matt? Just my thoughts. I'm Dr. Matt.